religious aspect of the United States and its political aspect, republicanism, and later changed to what we call democracy, although that's another study. But the point being this, that these powers are twofold in nature, even God's government, twofold in nature, political, religious. So when you begin to see this represented in Bible prophecy, then you recognize that at some points when a power or powers are being described, the emphasis of the information in the prophetic record is emphasizing their religious nature, and sometimes it's their political nature. And what I'm leading to is that I have a very excellent study. It's a doctrinal dissertation by a theologian from Andrews. And when I first came across this, I contacted the brother and asked if he could have permission to reprint it. And he said he'd pray about it and get back to me, and he never did. And when I tried to get back to him, he was gone, and I could never find him. So we don't publish this study. But since that time, I do hand this study out to people that have an interest in looking at the daily, and particularly Daniel chapter 8. Now, here's what I'm getting to. If you're not recognizing the religious and political aspect of the powers of Bible prophecy, then you may not see a very significant truth in the book of Daniel. And here's the truth. Daniel chapter 2 sets forth the kingdoms of Bible prophecy. It's the skeleton of Bible prophecy. And Daniel chapter 7 builds upon that skeleton. But Daniel chapter 7 is setting forth the kingdoms of Bible prophecy primarily from their political aspect, how they conquer the world. It's a description of the political machines that these different powers use to come upon the scene of history. Daniel chapter 8, though, is not a description of these kingdoms of Bible power from their political point of view. It's a description of these kingdoms of Bible prophecy from their religious point of view. That's why Daniel sets forth these powers not as the lion and the bear, these ferocious beasts. He uses animals from the sanctuary. He uses the word sanctuary. He speaks about the host connected with the sanctuary. Daniel chapter 8 is just full of terms that come from the testimony of the sanctuary in the Old Testament. Daniel's doing everything he can in his literary style in